It's an interactive tour, so people should be free to ask questions. Probably what you'll need to do, Tani, with all the echo in the church, is to repeat questions for people on Zoom. One other thing, where is Pamela? Pamela, raise your hand. Okay, zoom in on Pamela. So Pamela's new today, too. She's actually been on her roster the entire time, and she joined in the summertime, but she was finishing up the final step. Okay, so she's coming from Panama, so when I was it. So, and where's Lalo? Okay, here, our two newbies here today. So you guys, all right, anything else you can think of to begin with? I guess if someone needs a restroom, I'll walk over here. The alcove here is where the restrooms are. When you enter from the church, the right is the ladies and the left is the men's. All in lock in case any point in time you're able to use the restroom. Okay. Diana's going to begin our tour here with the vestibule.
All right. So this is called the vestibule. Anytime we're going to meet to go to mass together or anything like that, we're going to, I'll say, you're gonna meet at the 10:45 in the vestibule. This is where you're gonna meet. This is the vestibule. Okay? So what is it? Why do we have this little area before we go into our church? This is a space that you kind of represent leaving the outside world, and now you're bringing yourself into this world, into God's world, into the church as a community. Okay? So it's kind of like a symbol of you coming from there, coming walking into here. Kind of cleanse yourself a little bit. We have holy water on all the sides that you can bless yourself. Remember we talked about that. You bless yourself coming in to remind you of the baptism or the baptism that you will receive very soon. Just to bless you. There's no reason why you can't bless yourself. You can bless yourself as you come into the church, and then we use the holy water as you leave to give you that power and that strength to combat the week that we are going to be having until we get back in here. Okay. Usually this is an area where you'll find bulletins and maybe some announcements and things like that. You can see we always have a paper up here talking about the funerals and stuff that are coming up. So that's what they have here. This is actually where all of our ministers will check in before Mass. We have something called a coordinator of ministers who will check everybody in, including altar servers, sacristans, deacons, ushers, our security team, things like that, and all check in with that person. And then if anybody's missing that person, go in and try to find people filling their spots. So you'll see sometimes when you come through here, you'll see some activities, but nothing major. This used to be the place where we had the restroom, we had restrooms there, that was crazy. Now that's storage closet, the usher's closet. Things like that. Okay. We have stained glass windows of some of our missions. Over there on that side, they were all redone when we did our church. We also have a prayer area for our lady of Guadalupe over there. You can actually see people praying and then flowers over there. Anything else? Anybody else? That is our founding family. That actually was the first members that started with OLA. This was taken a few years ago. This was back in, this is before COVID, because Father Joe's there. He's our associate pastor.
Started in 1954. Mm-hmm. I was just a little guy.
Yeah. I'm the person who's checking in the others and everyone to make over here.
Yep. Well, there'll be another stand here too, so there's a second stand. Because one will have a lectionary for people who've got readers, so they can review the readings before, because the book itself will be really great for them. Any other questions? All right, let's go into the main body of the church. And Miss Patty's going to take you guys on this one.
Why don't you all come forward closer to the middle? If you want to pan out on the cruciform here, that way you can kind of see everything from
say, we're going to start tonight with our stained glass windows. I'm just going to give you a brief narrative on what each window, what the story that it's depicting in our salvation history. I'm going to start with the first one over here, which is the creation of Eve. We're going to dive a little deeper into the stories of our stained glass windows at another time. So tonight I'm really just introducing it to you. And when we do have that field trip back to the windows, it'll be during the daytime, so you'll really get a really beautiful vision and view of our stained glass windows. So our salvation starts with the first window, which is the creation of Eve. So this was Genesis, when God was creating the world. The next window is the story of, or the true depiction of the sacrifice of Abraham, who was one of the church's founding fathers. He was asked to sacrifice his son. He was asked to sacrifice his son, and there's a whole story behind that, which you'll hear in a couple of months. We now have, in the third window, is Moses and the law. Moses is the prophet who went to Mount Sinai and brought the Ten Commandments down to us. We'll, like I say, go more into that story at another time. The next one is the kingship and prophecy in Israel, which I believe is the Exodus. Was that the Exodus of the Israelites from Egypt? And more to follow on that too. We have the next window is the story of, or the story of the Annunciation, which is when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and announced that she was to be the mother of God the Son, Jesus Christ. The next window is the Nativity, and these windows are beautiful. I don't know if you've actually had a chance to really look at them when you're here at Mass, but these are just beautiful, beautiful stained glass windows. So we have the Nativity, which is the birth of Christ at Christmas time. And as Jim was just talking about John the Baptist, we have the baptism of Christ, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus Christ. So then we just follow our salvation's history across the aisle to the wedding feast of Cana. And the wedding feast of Cana, actually, the reason why it's in our church's history of salvation, this is where Jesus performed his first miracle. Then we have Christ, healer of the afflicted. This is Jesus and the miracles that he was performing at the time of his ministry. We have Holy Week starting with the Last Supper. So we've got, or with the Last Supper. So we've got, this is Holy Thursday, and it was also the part of our history where the Eucharist was presented for the first time. Following that, we have the crucifixion, which is Good Friday, and where Jesus was taken and crucified on Golgotha. 3 days later, we have the resurrection, when Jesus was in, when they came to check the tomb after he was buried and he was gone. He had already been resurrected to heaven. And then he actually came back. And the last window is Pentecost, which is really the birth of our church. And like I say, you'll learn so much more about the windows in a couple of months. And there's some of them that have certain things that other ones don't. Sometimes, like the coloring of the stained glass windows has, I want to say, I think it's Pentecostal.